Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
How are you doing and feeling this morning, Bailey?
I'm great, Homer. I'm having a wonderful morning. How are you?
I am blessed. I have a confession.
Okay.
That I have to make.
Okay.
And I'm glad I'm going to get it in early.
Yeah.
I had to confess to this on yesterday, too, in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to some BRDC family, right?
Okay.
So I had a busy morning after I left the studio.
Uh-huh.
And so I had an appointment at 11 a.m.
You were late, weren't you?
No, I was on time.
Okay.
Even this... Even this chaotic situation, I was still on time, but it's, you know, I wanted to be there much earlier, but I didn't.
Okay.
But it didn't start until 1 p.m., right?
Okay.
So I'll tell you about it. I'm not happy about it. I'm not proud about it.
Okay.
But in my transparency that I always like to keep it real to the next level.
Okay.
I'm going to share this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did my 11 o'clock. It went a little over until about 12:15 for the meeting.
Right.
/ appointment that I had at 11 a.m. So, bam, there's a funeral that I needed to attend. And
okay.
I wanted to make some of the visitation.
Okay.
And the visitation was from noon to 1.
Okay.
And the funeral was from 1 to 2.
Okay.
I made it and enjoyed the whole funeral. You know what I'm saying? I was there to, you know, support, you know, the family and friends. And I was there. But when I left, and I think I was just so determined because my appointment / meeting went over until like 12:15.
Right.
So when I left, I'm like, okay. I can still try to get to the funeral home by maybe 12:25.
Okay.
So, boom, I'm going.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And there was plenty of parking available in the parking lot.
You was late.
No.
Wrong day.
No. Worse.
What?
It was worse. So, it's a whole situation. I gotta come to grips with myself for this.
Okay.
I felt some kind of way.
Okay.
All right. Other people may not, but I did. I felt some kind of way. So I get to the funeral home, and I'm greeted by the staff of the funeral home.
Okay.
Even though people are going in, you know, viewing, and they had a, you know, they were like, Homer Blow. I mean, loud, like not like Homer Blow, because like,
right.
Hey. Right. Service. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The funeral don't start till 1, but
right.
You know, people visitation.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm still trying to talk low.
Right.
They're like, how you been doing? Home blah.
Right.
Like, okay, all right, I get it, but you know.
Right.
Time and place, right? That's how I'm feeling about it.
Okay.
So I'm talking to them for a while, you know, and then I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at this. You know, everything is digital now, right?
Right.
So they have...
We have your name and lights.
Yeah.
And
so, but before going into the chapel, I call it a coming soon billboard. Because it had pictures of the person whose funeral it was and other funerals or visitations that were coming up.
Okay.
So, you know, we look at that as coming soon. I know that's crazy to make it sound like that. But isn't that what it is, Bailey? Isn't it like coming soon?
Coming attractions.
I think it's coming soon. I just said coming attractions. That's why I said coming soon.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If I coming attraction,
I know it's
that's
crazy.
Even worse.
I mean, yeah, but it's
coming
it is,
soon.
Right.
That's what it kind of looked like.
Because right, they name it lights.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Okay.
All right. So I'm seeing the different, you know, names come up, and then I see that there's like a Jamaican banner, like our Truth banner over here, talking about one love and all of that. And so after I finish talking to them, I start to make my way to the chapel. Mm-hmm. And as I'm making my way to the chapel, I'm seeing one love, Oliver. And then I look in and it's the wrong, I'm at the wrong funeral home. Don't you laugh, Bailey. Don't you laugh. Cheryl laughed hard enough at me. Don't you laugh.
I'm trying to hold it back.
Bailey, order in the studio.
I'm trying. Listen. I'm still working on my first cup of coffee.
So he was obviously a disabled brother because it had another digital billboard by his coffin that had him in a wheelchair. Aunt Bailey, yeah, please sip your coffee and don't spit it on me. Order in the studio, Bailey.
Okay. So
I looked and I was like, that's Oliver. So I was like, maybe that's why so many parking spaces in the parking lot. And I sat in the car because I'm like, you know, I'm going to go in. I was there early, you know what I'm saying? The funeral didn't start till 1. I'm like, I'll go in about 12:40, 12:45. So I'm sitting in my car relaxing until that time. Get out, go in there. I'm at the wrong damn funeral home. But I signed the book. Bailey!
How you gonna sign the book for somebody you don't even know?
Because I'm like, I'm there. I put Homer Blow and Cheryl.
Oh, my God!
I didn't do the address and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm like, the least I could do. Bailey!
You autographed his book for her.
Now you know what, Bailey? You're doing too much. Bailey. So
well, player, the least I can do, I came to the wrong spot.
Right. So you know what I'm
saying? The least I can do is sign your book.
Yes. So
shout you out.
If you are the family of Oliver, I did pay my respects.
Was he black?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Bailey. You.
I'm just trying to check.
I mean, was that not the right thing to do, to at least sign the book because I went in there? You know, I didn't go all the way up I saw him in his coffin and I saw his other digital billboard that had pictures of him and his name. So I felt like it was, Bailey, don't look at me in that tone of voice. So I signed it, and then I left.
Well, that was very kind and thoughtful.
Thank you. And then I made way down to the right funeral home and to the right funeral.
Okay.
And, of course, parking was just, you know, madness.
Right.
But I happened to catch a nice spot, and I parked, went in. It was about maybe 12:55 at this time. So, yeah.
Sorry, I had to.
You got something in your eye?
No, I was. You had me crying.
I know. You know, they say things happen, and it happened. I'm not proud of it, but I did make it to the funeral service that I was supposed to be at. So
did you go back and look at the funeral information and go, oh?
Yes, I was like,
this ain't
okay,
that
right?
I immediately thought
about it. Because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, black-owned funeral homes. I'm like, okay.
You probably pulled up in Northwest, didn't you?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm not going to mention any of them because...
Was you at Pitts? Oh, you was at Pitts kicking
I'm
it,
not,
you?
I'm not
you was
going
at Pitts,
to mention
you was up
any
in
of
Pitts,
them.
And you was like, this it right here. All right, yeah.
I'm not mentioning any of them.
Hey.
All I know
they
is that
nice
I was
job.
At the wrong...
They really good over there.
Funeral... home but and I've funeral
seen,
service.
I've seen some of their services. They
yes,
do pretty good.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yeah. They uh-huh. absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying.
You weren't. Where was you?
I was at a funeral home. That's it.
Well, clearly you
already
were
already acknowledged.
Clearly you were at two funeral homes.
Here I am just trying to keep it real to the next level. Xavier,
clearly you were at
great
two.
Morning. How are you doing in Philly?
I'm good. Just thinking about NSPM7.
Okay.
That's something you guys should be worried about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We understand.
I noticed folks, when we walked in this morning, Xavier, that you were in deep thoughts. So, yeah, he is He is concerned about NS.
And maybe what happened.
Do you know what that is?
What? You're talking about the bill that just got passed?
The bill.
And they're saying that it
that
probably
they just passed
won't
in the House?
No, it's actually a law that was passed in in September 2025 by Donald Trump. The real name of it is National Security Presidential Memorandum. Presidential Memorandum 7.
Memorandum? I got you.
Yes.
I got you.
Memorandum 7.
Right. But so it happened in 2025, and what has you so, stressed now?
Well, now, I mean, it's supposed to be a bill that's supposed to be targeting, quote-unquote, anti-government elements. So that could be anyone conceived to be against, pretty much anyone that's against Trump, they're considered now terrorists.
Yeah, we talked about
and they just yeah, and they just
yeah,
came
we,
out with
we
a,
talked about that when that kind of stuff was going on.
Yeah, and they just came out with a terrorist watch list right now, they're trying to tie a whole bunch of groups to Cuba, and they're trying to say Cuba's trying to take over the United States. It's kind of just
all Cuba. Of that stuff was kind of passed even when they started making certain protesting. They made rules to the protesting, and now. You doing innocent protests could be looked at as a terrorist act and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so
and that's here in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
they pass some stuff and they'll put you on watch lists and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, just like that that group that just saved all those dogs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those people got charged 15, 20 years in prison and stuff like that.
Wow.
Whereas the people. On the Epstein list haven't been charged
at
all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but you're going to always hear that because the same way that he made things easy for his family, that they'll never have to pay taxes. They'll never, you can't go into their history and all of that kind of stuff. And his friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I just think
it's the orange, man.
And I think this is a big thing because naturally, over the course of history, when they're attacking anti-government groups, they're going to target black groups. So they're not even. And then some of the groups that they're targeting, just like Act Blue, Act Blue, that's just the payment processes for people that donate to
absolutely.
To
all
Democrat
the
and stuff like that. So they're targeting groups like that, and they're calling them terrorists and stuff like that.
Wow.
So it should be very interesting. And like I said, they just came out with a whole terrorist watch list group, and there are a whole bunch of just random people like Amy Goodman. I don't know if you heard of, she's an old white lady from Democracy Now, and the people from Act Pink or whatever, Pink Act or whatever that group's called.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're going to be targeting a lot of black people as well within that. So it's kind of scary, and I think people should be aware of it.
Yeah, well, I think that unfortunately we live in a day and age where it's a lot of people that don't think that it affects them. And this is why the sense of urgency is not there. This is why when we tell people, we've been telling people about this stuff last year. We were on the morning show before it was known
listen.
As a,
they don't
you
listen.
Know what I'm saying? So it's
they don't listen.
Right.
They
and
sleep.
Now, and see, the thing is when the FAFO starts coming into fruition, they heard about it. We told them about it. They're like, it ain't bothering me. It's a sad reality, in my opinion, that a lot of our people feel like none of that is going to touch them. It's also why they feel like voting is not important. I ain't got, what they doing for me. They've come up with every excuse. But then when the things that they didn't go out and be concerned about or vote to make sure that it doesn't happen that way, as it begins to happen, now all of a sudden, it's the sense of urgency. And I'm like, you kind of brought it on yourself. That's why I say when people say, well, I don't vote, they're like, well, okay, well, then don't complain when these type of things end up going into place and now they're in full force and you're talking about, we got to do something about it. No, when we had the chance to do something about it, you chose to do not a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now, welcome to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get ready to take care of our first set of bills. We're also going to talk about the fact that the federal government saying, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, what y'all not going to do is say that y'all going to enforce the ordinance that y'all passed saying that our ICE agents can't wear masks. So now it's in federal court, and we all know who runs that. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM Truth. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. Got Bailey's head bobbing. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
My girl.
Bailey Gomer.
Ah, there we go. There we go.
Bam.
There we go. There
Over
we go.
Here.
There we go. I was about to be like,
listen.
She ain't gonna even represent herself. Also, don't forget, coming up this morning, it's What the Business Is.
It is Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So 8 a.m., you know, make sure you get ready to call in and let us know.
Yeah.
It's powered by We Energies, powering local businesses. So
let me tell you something. If you've been waiting to call in to promote your business, you keep saying to yourself, I'm going to do it next Friday. I'm going to do it next. Do it this Friday.
Right.
Just have your who, what, when, where, and phone number and website for more information. Don't mess around now. You've been saying you're going to do it.
Yep. And you have
today's the day that you get to it.
And then your event is going to be considered a terrorist event, and you ain't going to even be able to call it. I'm just saying, you got to laugh to keep from crying with a lot of this madness that the Orange Man is doing. And again, he has
would
the support.
Will he get out of office? There's going to be a lot for somebody to clean up.
Yeah, it's going to be decades. I'm talking about to really clean it up.
Yeah, to really.
To really try to clean it up.
He's in the weeds with this now.
Yeah, because listen.
Y'all think about all the things he's doing. You hear about like 10 things every day. Because he's been in office. Since he's been in office.
That's right. And the reality is, like, he is getting the votes that are passing these things into law, that are passing these things
and that's
into
because,
where it has to be followed.
And that's because the Republicans have the majority in the House and the Senate.
Absolutely.
So he's able to go through with his whole agenda. Unlike when the Democrats had, you know, the majorities, they didn't do all that because they, I don't know, whatever their deal is, they could never all agree on stuff, right? They could never, why is that? Because somebody always getting supposedly, you know, paid off. So everybody always gets something in their corner that they want to vote with the Republicans. And that happened on this bill yesterday.
Yeah.
Like six Democrats?
Yep, absolutely.
But we'll talk about that later. We got another.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, that
y'all want to know about that part.
Yeah, and y'all need to know and understand, like, these things, like I say, it's going to take a long time. To try to get us out of it because of the way that he's designing these things.
Yeah.
Just like the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah.
Like all of these things.
The big, ugly bill.
Right, because it's so much stuff that is buried and stuffed inside.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, fell for the banana in the tailpipe and be like, oh, yeah, see, the Democrats are the ones that are stalling this. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on. That's what. And it's like, no, it's some deeper stuff inside of here.
Yeah.
A lot of people will hear bits and pieces of something.
Yeah.
But they won't actually go and dig into it. It's like what I call some people that act like they know the Bible. You notice I say act like they know the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really one verse Charlies. They will pick a verse and be like, well, because God said, no, 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 no. Okay, what came before that and what came after that?
Yeah.
You heard that one thing. You saw it on the for the sermon for today. You saw that.
Yeah.
But did you really read what led up to that particular scripture?
Right.
What read up to that particular verse and what came after that particular verse?
Right.
A lot of them will be stumped.
Yeah.
If you say, okay, so then what did it say?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you know, when somebody just say, I'm just saying, it's really saying, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But they will try to argue.
Right.
Just to try to make it seem like that they know what they're talking about. And you really don't. You really don't know what all is in that. You ain't reading no 2,000-3,000 page document.
Right.
Some people will barely read a book, let alone a manual. Some people will buy a new product and it got a little 2 to 3 page manual. And they'll call somebody up and be like, how you put this together? It's in that little 2 to 3 page manual. And it's in different languages.
Yeah.
So it has your English. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But people won't do it. But Xavier, our producer, was talking about the build and now some of the things that are happening that people weren't paying attention to. But it's already passed now.
Yeah.
It's already there.
It's there.
And we got to deal with it. So we have a clip that we're going to play to try to bring Truth Nation up to speed for those who may not understand it fully. So, Xavier, if you can play that clip for us, please.
National Security Presidential Memorandum, or NSPM, NSPM 7 to be exact, that directs for the first time in American history all of our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to work together to disrupt, identify, defund, debank, arrest, and prosecute these political terrorists that are operating in our country. It's very important to understand that left-wing political terrorism seeks as its ultimate end the overthrow of our system and form of government.
On Thursday, the State Department announced new visa restrictions targeting what it calls, quote, members of far-left terrorist and other aligned groups. Secretary of State Rubio talked about targeting anti-fascist organizations.
The president signed National Security Presidential Memorandum No. 7, outlining a comprehensive strategy to investigate and disrupt Antifa terror networks and their allies. Last November, the State Department designated 4 violent far-left extremist groups as foreign terrorist organizations, and there will be more designations soon.
We're joined now by 2 guests, Mike German, former FBI special agent specializing in domestic terrorism and covert operations. His latest book, Policing White Supremacy, The Enemy Within, also author of Disrupt, Discredit, and Divide, How the New FBI Damages Democracy. And we're joined by Ken Klippenstein in Madison, Wisconsin, independent investigative journalist who's been closely following the Trump administration's designation of left-wing activism as terrorism. Ken, let's begin with you. Lay out what happened at the so-called terrorism summit yesterday and what caused you most alarm.
It's called a national.
Yeah. So some people will be like, oh, that's not going to affect me. It is.
Oh, yeah, because they could take anyone at this point. They could get together all of our young black men.
Yep. And sisters that are trying to, you know, yeah, be like, no, well, this ain't right,
anybody.
This ain't fair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And say you're a part of.
And you'll be labeled.
Yes, you're a part of a terrorist organization.
Yep.
Well, they have a list of the qualifications. I can pull that up.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear the list.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pull that up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's actually quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because, see, all the everybody that's out there trying to, you know, live your life and do right, they could just pull you up, pull you over. Mm-hmm. Say, you're a member of Antifa.
They're basically using the, you know, when they did the Red Scare with McCarthyism, when they're prosecuting all those people.
Right.
So they're using that as a blueprint for this now.
Right. You know what? They did that with the Asians back in, I forget when that was.
Mm-hmm.
But they did that with them when they had the internment camps here in the United States.
World War II.
World War II, yep. They did that with the Asians during World War II. They had the internment camps here in the United States. So, you know, y'all thought that these ICE detention centers were just for foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
They going to try and label everybody who they don't want here.
Absolutely.
They going to say, that's what they were trying. That's another thing that they were trying to do with the birthright citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys got to think about that, because with the birthright citizenship, which failed,
mm-hmm.
in the courts. But what they were trying to say is they could have came up to you and said, hey, you know what? How long your people been here? It don't matter if you've been here since the 1800s with slavery and all of that.
That's right.
You ain't been here long enough. You and your people ain't been here long enough, so all y'all going to have to go back to wherever you came from. Not knowing what... Hey, we came from right here. So, so you know. I mean, we just got to be... We have, as a country and as a culture, we have to be aware of these things. I know we got to take a break, but, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, again, a lot of times some of our people will just... push it aside, like, that's not going to affect me, but it absolutely is.
When it starts happening to you.
Yeah, and it's already happening for some people. You know what
I mean? It is.
So
they just ain't got to, you know.
Some of that, no, we got a freedom of speech. You'd be like, well, yeah.
Well that only applies to certain
under
people.
This, yeah, under this particular situation here, if you do this and do that, yeah, you fall under the guidelines
of
terrorist activity.
Uh-huh.
So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Again, don't forget, coming up at 8 a.m., it is What the Business Is. And, of course, Black-owned and operated businesses, call in, let us know what your business is. What's some of the things they need to tell us?
They just need the who, what, when, where, and phone number for more information. And you want to share a little bit of the story of your business, you know,
your journey,
how you got started, some about your journey, something significant about your journey. We'll love to hear that as well.
Yep. And if you have an event, it's your chance.
Yep.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When we return, we'll give you some of those things that can get you on the list. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus for science and tech to arts, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uw.edu/roarready.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And we're talking about some things that some people are, you know, I want to hear about that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
but you're going to learn today. I'm just saying.
Again,
because it's going to affect you in ways that you ain't even preparing yourself for.
I just, you know, something that Caucasian people don't have to do that we have to do with our kids. We have to have that conversation of how you act when you encounter the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it bears repeating now because there's all kinds of craziness and stuff going on with that, right?
Yes, it absolutely is.
So, you know, those conversations, moms and dads, and sometimes we need to have them with our adult children as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember how you're supposed to act, you know, when you encounter police officers, because you're rolling at a deficit anyway, right?
That part.
And you don't want to give them anything that they could say that you did to cause them to do whatever they gonna do, negative or positive, right?
Real talk.
You know, the whole plan is once you encounter a police officer, it's to be able to go home. And you don't want to give them anything.
You don't
want to be carrying no gun, even though you might have a concealed carry. Watch where you conceal and carry at. You don't want to have any illegal substances on you, no open containers of alcohol, none of these things.
That's right.
Okay, when you go out in public, you remember this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, want to comply with what they tell you to do, and if it's illegal, we'll circle back.
That part. No lies detected.
The goal is to try to go home. That's it. That's all. And if they take you to jail,
mm-hmm.
then you want to arrive alive.
That part.
And we'll handle the legal stuff as we go along.
No lies detected. So, no lies detected.
You know.
So I want to start reading some of the things that could put you
uh-huh.
under the microscope.
All okay.
right?
All right.
So just so you know. So let me.
And it's not limited to these items. So
it is not.
Because they come up with new stuff every day.
Right. So anti-Americanism, anti-capitalism, and anti-Christianity. So these are things that could put you in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're anti-Americanism. You know, I don't like this. I'm just telling you, some of the things that you are not thinking about can put you in that situation.
I know people that be talking mess about America.
That's where I'm going. And you've just been put on the list.
Okay.
That was the WWE promotion they had with Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
The wrestler be like, you've just been put on the list. So
that's real.
A thing now.
That's really a thing.
If you showing support for the overthrow of the U.S. government, you've just been put on the list. Extremism concerning race, migration, and gender.
Wait a minute. I know they ain't going after nobody that got white sheets at their crib. Okay.
That part.
they ain't going after the KKK and the like, those Oregon Proud Boys and what have you. They ain't going after them.
Hostility towards traditional views on family, religion, and morality.
Oh, so that could put you on there? Man.
You've been put on the list.
There's a whole bunch of people.
Associated actions and conduct. To transition from ideology to active investigation, the Department of Justice prioritizes individuals or groups connected to specific unlawful behaviors, organized political violence and targeted intimidation, civil disorder, rioting, looting, doxing, and swatting. You've been put on the list.
All you YNs, listen up.
I'm telling you, get your sons and daughters. Get your Toys R Us adults.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something, though. What's crazy about it is they probably won't even bother them.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, because they may be causing disruption in just our community?
Right.
Yep. You've been spared from the list.
Yeah.
Until they ready for you.
Until they ready.
And when they ready for you, you've been put on the list.
They're going to prison.
Exactly.
That part.
They ain't going to jail. They're going to prison. It's just about when they want to do it.
Conspiracies to obstruct law enforcement or destroy property. You know how many people just got arrested and put on the list? That's not for this. Okay, that's WTB. Let's go to, I think we got Al MKE. Al MKE, great morning. Love you, appreciate you. What's your truth?
My truth is all the stuff they're talking about, ain't that the stuff they already did?
Last year.
Now they go execute it now.
Yeah, January 6th. I mean, all that stuff they're talking about, they did. And then didn't they say anti-Christianity? Hitler didn't follow Christianity.
Uh-huh. Not at all.
I don't understand. Like, it's a bunch of confused people. Black people shouldn't even be following Christianity if you let the truth be told. Because when you look at it, the black people that follow Christianity always get their heaven after death. But the white Christians getting their heaven now. So maybe it's two types of Christianity. I don't follow neither. I don't follow none.
Clearly.
Of them, I feel it's a disease.
Clearly.
But I wanted to ask you a question, Homer and Baby.
Okay. All right.
We as black people are dealing with a lot, and I notice it's kind of hard for us to get ahead. Do you feel it's because we have too many coon-ass niggas within our community? Because have you noticed everybody want to be an Uncle Ruckus, or they want to go against their own people, but they don't want to go against the white man? Like, if you look at history, Sir Ricky Sabas, he was a slave, but he turned slave owner, right? But mm-hmm. he was a darky, you know, and when I look at where we
he
are
said
today,
darky. Hell no.
Where we are today, that's why we cannot get ahead. Because we got too many coons that look like us who want to go stand with the other establishment. And when the other establishment get done, all they going to do is send them back to us. And then when they come back to us, we're going to say, go back over there with Whitey and his unseasoned food. But I'll hang up and listen to your reply for this. And y'all have yourself a great weekend.
See, you Al, you always. You always.
Baby, what you got? What you got on that?
Here's the thing. What God has for you, but Al don't believe in God, but what God has for you can't nobody take away from you, okay? Mm. Now, if you're trying to improve yourself, it's all about you as an individual marking your goals so that if you would like to help other people, you can, right? So, you know, there are people that their call is the community. Some people, that's not your call. You ain't really, you know, that ain't your thing, you know. But some people, like Homer, I believe one of your calls in this lifetime is working with the community and bringing up the community. Some people can just be a person, an icon for the community. Some people can show, you know, okay, you can be successful if you do this. You know, some people like to go back and mentor, different things. Mm-hmm. So I try to not focus on the negative because there's always people trying to pull people down, whether you're black, white, green, or orange. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's just prevalent in our community, or you think it's prevalent because you see it and you point it out. Mm-hmm. But it's going on mm-hmm. in other places too,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going on in other places. So I just feel like, you know, work on yourself first. Improve yourself first, then you could try and help other people.
And I want to say that I believe that to be true, Al, absolutely. And I also understand, you know, that what God has for you. But we got to understand we got an authoritarian in office. We got some people that are working with the evil side.
Authoritarian.
And so, yeah. So with some of the people that when we're talking about that no man can take it away. This man is taking away a lot of stuff. So we just got to acknowledge that there's an evil spirit that also has power. And that evil spirit is in the White House. And a lot of the people that surround him, the insurrectionists, all of that, you get what I'm saying? They're doing it. They're getting pardons. Luckily, some of them are committing new crimes and getting locked back up. But, yeah, it's absolutely happening, and all we can do is hope that we live to see the change, because right now hell is all over the planet in the United States. I'm just trying to tell you this man is going to continue to go and invade people, but if they come to try to invade us, then it's a problem. How dare they, this, that, and the other, but yet you're going over here doing it to other people. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills, but, yeah, I do believe that there are a lot of people that are working against us. And sometimes when they get a taste of having money, a lot of people that look like us also start to feel like the orange man's plan is not so bad. And they look at us as the others that may not have received that form of wealth. And so, yeah, they're just this. They look at us like we ain't sugar, honey, iced tea either. We got to take care of some bills. Don't forget, coming up at 8 a.m.
Are they called Black Republic? Oh, I'm sorry.
You so right.
My bad.
You so right.
Let me go get some more coffee. I don't know. I'm up in here talk crazy.
Yeah. And then we got to come back talking about the ice, you know, they fighting black.
Yeah.
But my what?
Yeah.
Milwaukee, y'all can't do that.
Nah.
You're going to learn today.
Yeah.
Yeah. will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And Bailey, one of the other things that is going on is the federal government sues Milwaukee over the anti-masking ordinance.
Say it ain't so. But we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, we knew it.
Because they was going to try and do something.
We said it. They wasn't going to lay down.
No, they wasn't. They was going to try and do something. They was trying to get it down.
And this is where we're going to, like, in my opinion, this all correlates with what we were just talking about, how simple and how easy it will be for them to say, oh, well, now that's illegal. Nope. You can't tell us not to do this. You can't tell us not to do that. And
well, you know what's interesting about it? Other states have fought them against different, not necessarily the mask ordinance, but different things similar to this that they said, oh, well, we won't reasons for them being able to wear their masks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the states won.
Right.
They still did what they wanted to do anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen. We got a clip, so we're going to have our producer, Xavier, to play that. And Dean, great morning. All right, so let's play this clip.
Over the last week of June, there were 39 arrests made by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Milwaukee. These agents were from Illinois, and we analyzed about two dozen videos of 17 distinct arrests. We found that in one case, at least two agents drew their guns and pointed at someone who did not appear to be resisting. We found that in at least five of the cases, someone was pinned to the ground, the wall, or a car. And generally, agents worked as a group of at least three people, and most arrests occurred on streets, which is a departure from previous arrests. More than half of the agents were masked, and a lot of them did not have vests or uniforms that identified them as immigration enforcement officers. Instead, a lot of their vests only said police. In at least three instances, agents broke someone's window in order to get the person out of the car. There was one case with someone named Estenderly Mate Bolenko, where agents broke windows on both the driver's side and the passenger side. Estenderly got pulled out from the passenger side while screaming. One agent also came up to the driver's side with the window broken, pointing a taser at the driver, who appeared to be cooperating. In the meantime, their 7-year-old son was in the back seat watching everything unfold. In another case, outside of a beauty salon on the south side, agents pulled around a car that was parked as the driver got into the car. At least two agents pulled out their guns and pointed at the person, even though that person immediately appeared to be cooperating. It appears that this operation from ICE has ended, but advocates are warning people that this kind of tactics and elevated ICE activities may continue as the Department of Homeland Security has received more funding to employ more agents. For the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I'm Eva Nguyen.
Shout out to Eva. That was a great report.
Absolutely. So, yes, as of Thursday, the lawsuit has been filed in federal court and argues that states and local governments have no authority to regulate the federal government. Do as I say, everybody.
It's interesting because, you know, as the different states in the United States have their own local laws, that are supposed to be the law of the land where they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why you see different states wanting to secede from the Union. You know that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You know, not a lot of people pay attention to that, but California already voted to do that a long time ago. Numerous times. Let's just not, because California has the biggest economy
mm-hmm.
out of all the states.
Yeah. So, but just prepare ourselves, Milwaukee. That federal lawsuit was filed against the city of Milwaukee, along with Milwaukee's mayor, the city attorney, and police chief over a local ordinance barring masked, unidentified police interactions with the public. So now the lawsuit filed Thursday in federal court argues that the states and local governments, again, have no authority to regulate the federal government. Despite that well-established principle, Milwaukee recently enacted an ordinance that purports to do exactly what constitutional laws say it cannot, regulate how federal law enforcement officers carry out their official duties in that city, the lawsuit states. It also argues that the ordinance is unlawful and it harms the federal government and the public. The dispute centers on Milwaukee Code of Ordinances 105-140, which prohibits local, state, and federal law enforcement officers from wearing facial coverings that obscure their identities while interacting with the public. The measure also requires officers to display identification on their uniforms or, upon request, provide their agency affiliation and last name, their badge number or identification number, with several exceptions. The lawsuit asks the judge to declare the ordinance invalid for federal law enforcement officers. The federal government argues federal agents make the determination to wear face coverings or remove identifiers on a case-by-case basis. Removing this flexibility and requiring federal agencies and officers to comply with Milwaukee's stricter facial coverings and identification requirements would undermine officer safety and operational effectiveness. Denying federal agencies and officers discretion in these areas would chill federal law enforcement, threatening the safety of communities in Milwaukee, the lawsuit states.
Let me ask you something. Didn't like something like the chief of police or somebody say that they weren't going to ticket them anyway? So is this all null and void anyway? Because they're not going to ticket them? So what's the purpose?
Bailey.
I'm just asking.
I'm just asking. Are you Miss Obvious?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So what is the purpose for all of this?
Well, you know, they're trying to set a precedent. So any other states, you know, or cities that may try to come against law enforcement, if they get the lawsuit, you know, and they win it, then no other state within the United States could bring something like this up again. Because it'll be ruled, you know, unconstitutional and you can't do it.
Well, they've been trying.
Yeah.
They've been trying. They tried a lot of other lawsuits similar to this about the masking.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they lose in court but continue to do it.
Yeah.
So
you facing federal prosecution. And with this other thing that's in place now, yeah, it seems like you're going against the United States. That's all I'm saying. So, Bailey, it is time to get ready to take care of some bills and come black with what the business is.
Yes. Now's the time to call, everybody. 833-212-1017. Be nice to Xavier. He ain't got to put you on, but be nice.
Yeah.
833-212-1017. Now, remember, you want who, what, when, where.
Yeah.
Phone number for more information and your website. And if you got a little story, short one.
There you go. Again, every Friday morning at 8 a.m., it's Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. What the Business is powered by We Energies. And, of course, we want to hear from you. So I will start calling right now, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. What the Business is when we return on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.